Others were a party favor and part of a game, and the game was the reason for the party. It was very crowded, and everyone was armed with very colorful swords. So colorful were these swords that to look at them made you think they could not see. I was walking up some stairs, very difficult because hands armed with these same wands were appearing from everywhere trying to tag me, since that was the purpose of killing the wands. Although I was not hit, never did discover what would happen if I was. I avoided contact with those men and noise and sticks. Upstairs, it seemed to be a game of tag or hide and seek, maybe a combination, maybe none of the three, but I hid myself in the bathroom anyways. It was the first door on the left. It was very small, the shower on the right, the sink on the left, the toilet, and finally a window on the center. I stood in front of the window facing the toilet and found a naked razor blade, the double-edged kind. I stayed in the bathroom contemplating it for a while, but soon decided it was safe to leave, so I opened the door. I was walking in the country, down a hill and a gravel road, trees lining either side. It was very dark, near to midnight, I suppose. Two cars passed me and I watched the red glow of their taillights turn left. I wanted to follow them quickly. I thought of flying, and how very probably they made flying seem so. I left my body. Assumed the feeling of flying, and soon I was no longer on the ground. I glided down the hill till I came to the road, turning left and keeping a graceful control. Swung my legs in front of me to stop, barely disturbing the gravel. My feet were bare. I crept through the sleeping yards, then found the two men driving the cars. They were creeping through their yards as well, with cameras in their hands. I listened to what they said, something about witches being located in this area. Obviously, they were hoping to see some. I remember thinking of the stories of witches flying to savage on broomsticks at the time I was flying. There is a constant psychic babble in my mother's house. Passing through the doorway, I hear ghosts chattering obliviously as the outside air rushes in. I turn and close the door onto empty silence. There is no one home. I walk the short steps and ascend into the shrine. Her house is a temple to the TV. All the crimson symbols in it. There is nothing in the room that surrounds it. To hold the eye for long, nothing to distract you. Attended but not unlived in, it's like a well-lit storage space for her belongings. When I am there, I feel like I am looking in a store window, looking for the glass to smash it and break the illusion. For everything that's complex, at the end of the relay of energy contained in the whole world, ruling what does contain a disc like galaxy, there's nothing more of a specific multiple than mass. Simple structure within connected to a platform, simple structure. I weave the fragments of the shattered. It's like a drug sometimes, the addiction of thinking and spirals. Entwining around my emotions, dragging at my ankles, swirling, flushed round and round, down ever deeper. Past the bottom, out the other side, arms twisting this way, legs this way, towards my passion, towards clenching. Broken, lost, my walls twisting. Everything, fragment, moves every direction. Spins faster, polarizing into a little deeper. It's pure and full. Rainbowed with gasoline washing away, away, carrying concrete ideas into the sewers, rushing with a churning anxiety, past each present moment that shine out to me like so much stardust collected in a palm and sprinkled across the wind. Falling up feet first, waiting to land, crumpled in white sheets.